Macmillan Audio presents The Black-Eyed Blonde, a Philip Marlowe novel by Benjamin Black, read by Dennis Boutsakaris. Chapter 1. It was one of those Tuesday afternoons in summer when you wonder if the earth has stopped revolving. The telephone on my desk had the air of something that knows it's being watched. Cars trickled past in the street below the dusty window of my office, and a few of the good folks of our fair city ambled along the sidewalk, men in hats, mostly, going nowhere. I watched a woman at the corner of Cahuenga and Hollywood, waiting for the light to change. Long legs, a slim cream jacket with high shoulders, navy blue pencil skirt. She wore a hat, too, a skimpy affair that made it seem as if a small bird had alighted on the side of her hair and settled there happily. She looked left and right and left again. She must have been so good when she was a little girl. Then crossed the sunlit street, treading gracefully on her own shadow. So far, it had been a lean season. I had done a week playing bodyguard to a guy who had flown in from New York on the Clipper. He had a blue jaw and wore a gold wristband and a pinky ring with a ruby in it as big as a boysenberry. He said he was a businessman, and I decided to believe him. He was worried and sweated a lot, but nothing happened, and I got paid. Then Bernie Oles in the sheriff's office put me in touch with a nice little old lady whose hophead son had pinched her late husband's rare coin collection. I had to apply a little muscle to get the goods back, but nothing serious. There was a coin in there with the head of Alexander the Great on it, and another one showing Cleopatra.